Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Shortlist.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced.
There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic.
But I had no intent to break any Russian law.
Earlier today, the January 6th committee in the House requested phone records from Alex Jones.
What we are saying is that we cannot dictate where members of Congress go.
Can you believe Dick Cheney would say that about his own daughter, greatest threat to our democracy? No, actually, he was talking about Donald Trump. How about that? Dick is back, briefly. We got more for that on that for you coming up here in a few minutes. Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We made it to Friday, another Friday.
Yay.
Primary election is over. Now we get to look forward to the general, so they got that coming up. We got Victoria Babu back in the studio this morning.
Yes,
after
good morning.
A brief golfing break. She's back.
And we did golf. I thought I almost text both of you to say and send a picture, because I wake up and it's still looking gloomy, and I thought, no way will they have it. Well, they had a huge PGA tournament on one course.
Yeah.
And they was, because I called to make sure, are you sure you're still, yeah, cart path only. We got our exercise, and this is over in St. Charles County at Wentworth Country
Club. How'd you hit them? Good?
I played well.
Good.
I did. It was good. And it was nice to welcome back a St. Louis native. I met her in Arizona. She lives in Denver, but grew up here. But she's back for a daughter's shower, so it was nice to... It's a new friend, and it's just nice that we can reconnect. But, you know, the world is so small, you guys.
Oh.
It just always amazes me. But so we got to play, have lunch, and, you know... have that connection.
We're happy for you.
Yeah, that's a good way for that day off.
Good way to finish out the week. I brought you in some farewell donuts this morning. We appreciate you filling
in
this week.
Thank you. I need that little sugar fix.
You asked her how she played. I asked her if she played.
Yes, right.
Oh, no.
I mean, Carl's not a golfer, so I'm like, honey, you play no matter. I mean, it has to be lightning before you get off that course. And then you better get off the course.
But it was yesterday was not probably a good course. Because it was wet.
It was sloppy for the carts, for sure. But it wasn't as bad as I expected.
Well,
you didn't answer Mark's question. Oh. How'd you shoot?
She said she did very well. You're not listening, Carl.
I did do well.
She said I did very well.
I did. It was a good day.
General.
And I could play today, Carl. It could be like, why do I play this game? Why do I torture myself? It's a schizophrenic game for a lot of people.
I could not agree with that more. Yeah,
you never know who's going to show up.
That's true. You never know which version of the golfer will show up.
That's
exactly.
True.
Hey, hopefully you get to golf this weekend. It's supposed to be sunny and beautiful now that some of this rain is out of the way. Guess what? The breaking news overnight is they finally declared a winner in Arizona.
Yes. That was kind of exciting. Of course, I keep an eye on that, too.
I bet you do, because you spend some time down there. It's Kari Lake. Won. Remember, if you remember the night of the election, her opponent was claiming victory, even though I'm not sure she ever led in that race.
They had
a bunch of outstanding ballots, and I guess she presumed she would carry that particular area. And that's not what happened. And Carrie Lake had already declared, I think she declared herself the winner 2 days ago. And now last night, the Associated Press called the race for Carrie Lake just after 7 p.m.
Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but did she lead in every, Carrie Lake led in every county in Arizona? Or at least one in every county?
I think Carrie Lake won every county but one. Okay. If I looked at the map, there was the maybe that most populous county, maybe around Phoenix.
Maricopa County.
Or Maricopa County. She didn't win that one, I don't
think.
Really? I think that's the one county where her opponent got more votes. Because
so that's interesting.
It was like an all-red map, and then the Hobson lady, whatever her name was.
Robson. Big developer in Arizona. You see their name everywhere. I thought she had to be connected, and she is.
That was that county was yellow or whatever.
Different, so that's Phoenix, Scottsdale. It's the metro Phoenix area, really, and large area. Yeah. So that kind of holds true. So it shows you got Californians coming in, so that brings a lot more Democrats, right? A little more left, and there's a definite switch because the Maricopa for a long time was strong Republican.
Well, I know, and here's the thing about it is that. What's going on in Arizona? You've got two Democrat senators, one of which, Kelly, is up for re-election this year, and he votes with the hard left most of the time. Yeah. Kristen Sinema tends to be a little more moderate and surprises you occasionally, even though we find out last night that she's going to vote for this ridiculous reconciliation bill that now hundreds of economists have signed on with, agreeing that it does raise taxes and will worsen inflation instead of making it better. They call it the Inflation Reduction Act. But it's going to make it worse because it's going to flood money, more money into the economy, right, on one end. And on the other end, it's going to tax the hell out of manufacturers who are going to pull back on producing goods. So you got more money chasing fewer goods, which is the definition of inflation unless the White House changed it yesterday, and I missed that. I mean, I guess that's possible. So that's supposed to get voted on. Apparently, they're staying over the weekend in D.C., the Democrats are, to vote. So they're keeping the Senate in session this weekend so they can vote on this dirty, rotten deal. And I hope the voters in Arizona are paying attention because their two senators are going to vote yes for this ridiculousness. And Carrie Lake is a rock star. And of course, the way that I'm listening to the mainstream media this morning reporting on this, and they're like, oh, she's an election denier. Trump, yes. She agrees with Donald Trump that the election was stolen. Well, you know, you can have an opinion. Her opinion specifically is about what happened in Arizona. And there are legitimate questions about what happened in Arizona. And the reason Mark Brnovich lost down there in his bid to gain a higher office is people were disappointed that once the audit was complete, he didn't follow up as attorney general and start prosecuting people and finding out why they had a bunch of people vote from industrial areas and they lost a chain of custody on a lot of ballots. I mean, the 2020 election was a mess in Arizona. Go watch 2000 Mules. They brought enough votes into question just in Maricopa County that would have changed the outcome. If those votes did not count, would have changed the outcome of the electoral vote from the state of Arizona and the state of Georgia and the state of Pennsylvania. So you're not some sort of a fanatic conspiracy theorist to have questions about the 2020 election. And that's all you can already tell. The media out there is running the talking points of the progressive left to try to tear down Carrie Lake. She's a bulldog. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've listened to her or not, but wow. So anyway, she's the winner now and will be the Republican candidate for governor. I don't even know who the Democrat candidate is, but we'll be covering more of that story as we move along. We'll be sure and get somebody who's down there on the ground covering that, can kind of fill us in on the details. This morning, we've got Chanel Rione coming up. I ran into her the other night. She was at that Greitens campaign event on election eve, there with Courtland Sykes, her husband, who was once a candidate for Senate himself here in the state of Missouri, and she works for One America News. She's the White House correspondent. So she's going to join us this morning at about 8:35. Tanya J. Powers is also going to join us in the next hour, about 6:20. Tanya is covering the Brittany Griner trial over in Russia. They had a verdict yesterday. They sentenced her to 9.5 years in a gulag somewhere in Russia. And there's been a lot of reaction to that this morning in the U.S. We're going to get to that just a little bit later. And I mean, it's kind of what had to happen before they could negotiate the next step in this, which would be, you know, trying to trade a convicted mass murderer for Brittany Griner. I mean, I'm not sure that's a fair trade or not, but we can all debate that, right? We're going to get to all that and more for you right after our national anthem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I plead guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I plead guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws. I want to apologize to my teammates, my club, Gemka, the fans, and the city of ECAC for my mistake that I made and the embarrassment that I brought onto them. What made such a great impression on me over the 6.5 years. I never meant to hurt anybody. I never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. I never meant to break any laws here.
Well, that was Brittany Griner there apologizing in her statement to the court yesterday in Russia before they immediately sentenced her to 9 years of hard labor in a gulag somewhere for having a little bit of medical marijuana in a vape pen in her luggage. It was a dumb mistake.
She knew the law, too. She knew it was...
So isn't it illegal in the U.S. too? I mean, even if you have a medical marijuana license, are you allowed to fly? Because federally, it's illegal.
Yes.
Right.
So I don't think you're allowed to fly with it in the United States either.
No.
Well,
I mean, you could get away with it easily because you can't tell if it's a cigarette vape or...
Right. So
frankly,
I'm not,
but that's not, yeah, that's not the law.
TSA is more likely to look away than the Russian government.
Yes.
So
good point.
I'm torn on this because I saw all the memes yesterday. Everybody said Brittany Griner was marked safe from having to listen to the national anthem for 9 more years. I mean, that's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
She made that bed. She insulted millions of Americans with her comments about the national anthem, which she didn't appreciate. She hated whatever and wouldn't kneel for it, wouldn't come out of the locker room if it was going to be played, that kind of thing. And now you have to wonder when we do negotiate her release, which I believe will happen and should. I mean, I think should happen. You got to wonder if her love of her country, her reaction is going to be any different when she gets back over here and realizes how lucky she is. Because ultimately, she put herself in this situation. She made some mistakes. Does she deserve 9 years in prison? No. Do I disagree with her politics? Probably 110%. Yes. She is an American citizen, and we should all want her to be brought back home. Now, at the end of the day, if we trade this murderer who we've got in jail for 25 years for her and the other guy, just because she's a professional basketball player, she's politically correct, and the Biden administration wants to bring her home, that's a win for Vladimir Putin. And it just encourages them to arrest more Americans in the future so they can negotiate the release of more criminals in the United States. I don't know how you get around that. But yesterday I heard one of the most ridiculous comments I've heard yet on this from Dana Bash on CNN. Listen. Well, you know what, Carl?
No.
That didn't work. Here you go.
Much of this is because she is a 6'9" black lesbian American.
Well, I think that that the last part, especially being an American, is obviously one of the big issues, and certainly something that may have led to a tougher verdict here.
You knew that's where it had to go. They think she's only in jail over there because she's 7 feet tall, black, and a lesbian.
There's another guy they're trying to get out.
Oh, white
totally
guy.
Unrelated.
Yeah, thank you. You knew that's where they'd go. It's just ridiculous. And my guess is if Trump was still in office, she'd be home already. I could be wrong. We're going to introduce you to Catherine Pinner, county executive candidate, when we come back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A pretty big surprise coming in the Republican race for St. Louis County Executive. A first-time candidate who didn't raise any money or even campaign beat a seasoned politician to become the Republican nominee. News 4's Russell Kinsall has been trying to track down Catherine Pinner to get her reaction to the win. And as Russell reports, he's not the only one looking for her, Russell.
Yeah, that is right. Catherine Pinner led in the voting all night. No one can explain how she won big in her first political race. But I've got a message for her from the Republican Party. If you want their help in the November election, stop being so hard to reach and give them a call.
My friends over at Channel 4 last night, I don't know, Russell should have reached out to us. We didn't have any trouble finding Catherine Pinner. In fact, we've got her on the phone this morning. Catherine, welcome into the program.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, first of all, I understand that you did campaign, so part of what Channel 4 reported there was not the case at all, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a native St. Louis, and I've lived here my whole life. I grew up in the Bevo Mill area. My family moved out to the county when I was in seventh grade. I had the pleasure of attending Lindbergh High School, and I've lived in the county ever since, other than when I was going to get my bachelor and master's degrees. And I've worked for some of St. Louis's finest companies in IT, service industry, construction, and I have business certifications, which I think I could leverage for the position.
Absolutely. So you know, you sent shockwaves through the community with your upset victory. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Were you surprised at the margin of victory at the very least?
It was surprising. I didn't really know what to expect. The decision was in the hands of the voters, and so we just hope for a really good election where they get to cast their vote for the candidate that they think will do the best job.
So I have to ask, though, I mean, what was your election strategy here? Somebody pointed out to me that you hadn't filed any Missouri Ethics Commission reports, which suggested that there had been no major fundraising effort, or those would have had to have been filed.
I filed as an exempt candidate. That was back in March. I've actually been on the ballot since the opening date of registration for the county executive, and I had a goal to not raise any money at all. In other words, $0. I won't be spending any money. I won't be accepting any donations. And my reason being that I really feel that this needs to be a grassroots effort. And I can do this through innovation, which I've been a director of innovation. I think we can work smarter, not harder. I think that there are opportunities. Money is not always the solution. And so based on talent and time, this is where I was looking at. And also my platform is very much echoing this. I stand for the Constitution of the United States of America, innovation, and common sense. And you'll see that on my website, www.kmpinner.com/vote. And that's where you can fill out the contact page. And if you want to volunteer for the campaign, I'll receive that and we can leverage the talent in the community.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly a strategy that worked for you in the primary. In the general election, you're still, though, not planning any fundraising.
Correct.
Wow. So explain innovation to me then. Are you planning just to do this through social media and speeches?
There are a number of strategies we're going to leverage. I have various people that are sort of helping on the back end. And yeah, I would equate it to old fashioned campaigning. This is the foundation of our system. Prior to very recent days, I mean, when you look at the history of the United States, how did originally people run for public office? What did they do in terms of representative government? They wanted the support of the people that they would be representing. And I think that is foundational to our country. I also, but by the grace of God go I, was divinely inspired to take this route. And so that's my conviction.
Interesting. So how would you govern differently than Sam Page? I mean, I got a little bit of PTSD when I realized that the Democratic Party, Democratic voters, went out and chose to reelect this guy over Jane Duker, who challenged him in the primary, even after he intentionally caused the shutdown of and the loss of thousands of jobs and dozens of businesses during the COVID pandemic.
I would say it is based on my platform, Constitution, innovation, common sense. I'm not too worried about the other people who are running because I just focus on what my values are. And looking at the job description of the county executive, looking at the job description of the council members, looking at the job description for all of the employees that work for our county, that is where I would put my focus and doing the best job that I can. At the end of the day, I'm there to serve the public. And that's the other reason I'm not accepting donations, because I feel that when you do that, you start working for the special interest, the people who are funding you. And for my position, I really want to be that civil servant, the representative of the people of the county and the entire county, North County, West County, South County.
Yeah, that's certainly an unusual approach to it these days, given the amount of money that gets spent on these campaigns. So, again, trying to get back to your platform here, pro-police, I mean, where do you come down on some of the crime problems in the community, and what would you do about it?
Well, crime is definitely an issue. I hear personal stories about these topics. It is definitely a growing concern throughout all of our counties, and we need to support our frontline responders. These are the people who are in our local community. I believe strongly in local law enforcement, municipal law enforcement. Who is going to show up when someone gets rear-ended in a traffic accident? The police are there. The firefighter is there. And so even for simple things like that, we need to support our frontline responders. These people have donated their time and their lives.
Well, you know, I want to get back to one other thing. Channel 4 went out and talked to Renee Artman, who runs the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee. And she said that she hadn't heard from you. Are you planning to work with the Republican Party in St. Louis County as you run?
Absolutely. In fact, my campaign received an endorsement from the Missouri Republican Assembly, and I am more than happy to connect with Renee again. I've been on the ballot since March, so we just haven't had the opportunity to connect. It was very uncertain with the primary, but certainly moving forward, I am a Republican. I'm on the Republican ticket. And of course, we're going to be working together.
Well, Catherine Penner, give people your website again if they want to go on there and find out more about you.
Certainly. It's www.kmpinner.com/vote.
Very good. And that's P-I-N-N-E-R is how your last name is spelled. Catherine, thanks for giving me some time this morning and good luck.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great day.
You bet. All right, take care. Catherine Penner there, who upset Shamed Dogan, longtime state representative, certainly had the advantage in name recognition, and she beat him with 56% of the vote in the primary on Tuesday. So there you have it. Clearly an unusual approach to running for office in this day and age. No doubt about that. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law. And I can tell you the states and the localities that have allowed this to happen, they are ruining the day.
WWDD is my new favorite saying. What would DeSantis do? Hello? Governor Parson, are you paying attention? Governor DeSantis in Florida has just lighted the path for you. He has shown a light on a way to get to Kim Gardner, because what he's done here is groundbreaking, quite frankly, and he's got the guts to do it. And I think that's outstanding. We have a situation where a elected prosecutor, I think it's Hillsborough County, it's down near Tampa, an elected prosecutor has announced in advance that he's not going to enforce any law dealing with restrictions on abortion. And Ron DeSantis said, listen, you're allowed to have prosecutorial discretion as a prosecutor, but you can't just announce you're not going to enforce certain laws. I'll take you back to Kim Gardner. She announced that when she announced, regardless of what the law was, she wasn't going to prosecute people for having a certain amount of marijuana or drugs or whatever the case happened to be. Ask any St. Louis police officer you know, and they'll be able to rattle off the number of cases that have been presented to Kim Gardner where they had perfect evidence in these cases, and Kim Gardner wouldn't even respond to them. Just either dismissed it outright or said it's pending application to warrant, and it's just filed in a drawer somewhere because she won't prosecute criminals. We have a shining example of a George Soros-backed prosecutor in Florida where the governor had the guts to stand up and say, you're not doing this in my state. We're getting rid of you, and we're going to appoint somebody else who will prosecute the law. You don't get to make up the law. That's the point here. Prosecutors don't get to decide what the law is. The legislators make the laws. The prosecutors prosecute criminals who break the laws. And I just couldn't be more proud of Ron DeSantis for standing up and talking about that. That is fantastic.
You know, I heard some people calling him, that's so dictatorial. But he still has to account to the legislature can override the governor. There's always accountability.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I be, But you, just because you don't like the law doesn't mean you can change it on your own. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
That's what these prosecutors are doing.
I agree completely. And it's ridiculous what some of these guys have been able to get away with. We'll listen to a little bit of this Andrew Warren, the guy that got suspended. He's pretty mad. Could you agree? Go to cut 7, Carl.
So let me ask you, Governor DeSantis says you flagrantly violated your oath of office. Why are you deciding not to enforce the state's abortion ban?
Well, the governor's abortion ban is unconstitutional. So I'm the one upholding the law. In fact, a court has already said that it's unconstitutional. So but the governor is suspending me because I'm apparently not enforcing a law where, one, no cases have been brought to me, and two, the law has been suspended. That is, the law isn't even in effect because an injunction went in place saying that the bill is unconstitutional. So, again, he's grasping at straws here. He's living in his own world. We typically call that world Iowa. The governor needs to focus less on his presidential aspirations and do more for the people of Florida.
There you go. But you're out of a job, and a judge has been appointed to take over your duties and prosecute the laws. It doesn't matter what a court decided about that law. It's not his role to declare whether it's constitutional or unconstitutional. Enforce the laws that are on the books. Wow. Good for you, Ron DeSantis. Telling you what, man, that guy is trending upward in this country, no doubt about it. Quick break here. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about this verdict against Brittany Griner over in Russia. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.